When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Good morning, y'all. Martha Norwalk. And there we go. Hey, good morning, y'all. Martha Norwalk. Welcome, y'all, to this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Woohoo! What a difference a week makes. We are back in the studio again. And that means I am just delighted to say that I can see right across the desk from me. Animal World's production engineer, Gary Hill, is here. Good morning, Gary.
Hello.
Wow. I missed you. We might as well get Animal World's call screener is also here. In his room across the glass would be Scotty Robertson is here. Good morning, Scotty. Whoops, he's not on either. Good morning, Scotty. Oh,
what's going on?
Yeah. Hello.
Good morning.
There you are. Well,
not off to a strong start.
Oh, man. Reality radio is back. I was going to say, until we started the show, it's like, man, what a difference in the energy. I mean, because, you know, last week we were broadcasting live from the world's largest pet expo, America's Family Pet Expo, at the Puyallup Fairgrounds. And holy moly, it really was a phenomenal event. But we had to be down there early, and meaning me, Scotty, you know, the Animal World team, the KKNW team, you know, our technical crew. We had to be down there at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And
that's a long drive for you, too.
I guess. You know, 5 a.m. is just too darn early for Martha. But, you know, we did learn how long a drive it is and how long it takes to get there, and that Martha drives a whole lot faster than MapQuest predicts.
So, nice. Good.
So we had to be there at 7:30, but got there about... So we were there by 7:15, something like that. Anyway, I mean, the energy kept me going. But I'll tell you what, from the moment we got there, we were like scrambling and tap dancing to get all the details in order to actually make it to air on time. And it wasn't until just a few moments before airtime that we actually knew we were going to make it. So I was thinking, Gare, as I was sitting here before we started the show, wow. Energy's really calm in here. It's because there's no, you know, we're not running around wondering why the phone lines don't work and getting everything technically set up.
There's not people everywhere.
Not people. There's not all this stuff going on. And then, of course, we start the show and it doesn't quite work. No. Was that human error?
Yeah. It throws me off.
We weren't here for a week, so like you just got out of the habit, or what's the deal?
See, it throws me off because my mic is mic one.
Yeah.
So it starts here and then goes that way, and you count this way.
So I'm two?
Well.
Not really?
That's the thing.
But what is the deal?
Number two is missing, so you're three, but it's still, when I forget that.
Didn't Didn't they put this
yes,
in?
Yes, I thought there was. So
2 weeks ago, they had put in this mic. So what happened? It went away.
I don't
away.
Know. And I assumed it was there, and I assumed you were too. And when I heard you, when you first started to talk, I was like, oh, no, you're not two. You're three.
See, and it was kind of, for me, it was like deja vu to last week.
Right.
You know, because when, and especially, you know, well, this is Animal World, folks. And of course, humans are animals. And so I kind of see myself as kind of the top of the animal world here. And, well, I mean, you know, anyway. And so I'm very much a creature of habit, is the bottom line. And how long? I've been doing radio for, I don't know, 15, 17 years, something like that. And you get into the habit of what it feels like and what it sounds like. And you know, I sit at a microphone and I wear headsets, and we hear what's going on in our headsets. And when your mics are hot and they work, you hear it differently in your head than when you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So when I start speaking, I can usually tell immediately that my mic is not on.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know what you guys heard on the air, but I like started like three different times. and then what was the excuse for Scotty's not being on?
Oh, That was me again.
That was just. Well, you know what? Glitches are not.
That was just a button.
It's reality.
Glitches are not. I'm just glad to see your face. I'm glad to be back, and I'm so.
I'm just
glad
not used to you guys being in studio. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, anything that throws off our animalistic creatures of habit, it just kind of discombobulates us for a moment. But, should we all do a big sigh of release? We are back home.
But it was still fun.
Oh, yeah, it was. It wasn't it? It was a fabulous event.
Yeah, it was.
And we really didn't know what to expect because this was the first year they had come to Seattle. They've done this American Family Pet Expo all over the place. They just haven't done it here. And, of course, there have been attempts in the last 10 years to do pet expos in this area. Some of them have actually happened and just fizzled. Some of them had big hype up to, like, the week before and then got canceled because they didn't have enough support. So no one had ever been successful at pulling one off. But I'll tell you what, these people are like the godfather of pet expos because they really know what they're doing.
It was.
And it was a fabulous event. Now, I have to say, Scotty, we didn't get to see as much of all of the entertainment and the animals and everything that was going on because we were so focused on getting the show working. And then a lot of energy during the show, and thank you so much for all the listeners that heard us having a great time and came on down, and a couple of people came specifically just to give us checks for the Willa D Wildlife
awesome.
Relief Fund, and that was just awesome. And it's always so wonderful to be able to meet listeners that, you know, I've talked to either on the air or off the air over the years, but haven't actually met them. And I don't know if y'all remember, but when Nancy McKinney was running King County Animal Care and Control, and we did Pet of the Week every week, and I don't know if you remember, at one point, we just on general principles talked about a couple of really elderly dogs that were pretty infirmed, and their people had died, and nobody wanted them, and all of that. And we had just this wonderful family, and this gentleman that stepped up, because he was listening to the show saying, somebody ought to do something. Somebody ought to do something. And then he had one of those V8 moments. Oh, I can do something. And by that time, the dogs had been split up and all over, you know, and went all over. And he adopted the dogs. And it was just one of those heartwarming stories. I got to meet him.
Yeah,
him and his daughter, I think. Anyway, it was absolutely wonderful. And we just had a fabulous, fabulous time. But now we know what it's all about. And it was such a big hit. The event was such a big hit that they've already booked the Puyallup Fairgrounds for next year. It's going to be the last weekend in June. Let's hope that we have better weather next summer than this summer, because I think we were still in monsoon season in June this year. And, of course, I don't know that we've actually left that yet. But better than what's going on. So what did you say, Scotty? 27 states are
triple digits
right now. Did you know that, Gary?
No. I did not know that.
Well, Scotty is a morning person. He watched the news this morning. 27 states.
All the way up to Canada.
All the way up to Canada are triple digits and above.
We are not one of them.
No,
this
thank
is
goodness.
Good.
Well, you know, because I think, I don't know about you guys, but I think it's just hotter in general. Like, you know, we've barely breached 70 this summer. But I swear when I go out in the sun on a 70-degree day, I'd swear it feels to me like it's 80.
That's because we haven't had much sun.
No, is that it? I just think it's hotter. So, because I, you know, 75 is like good enough for me. Yeah. So I'm like happy. It's just I would just like the faucet to turn off once in a while. And and the main reason for that is it's not that I can't deal with the rain. I mean, for heaven's sakes, I grew up in Seattle, but it trashes my flowers. And I don't like that part of it because my roses are just all finally starting to really bloom and but anyway, okay, let's stay with what the heck is going on. But anyway, the Pet Expo was fabulous. We will definitely be there next year. And then next year, now we know how long it takes to get there. We also know that we don't have to be there that early. Mm-hmm. And then we know what technically is needed so next year we can be absolutely sure that all of those bases are covered prior to the event.
Yeah, we're not going to be rookies.
No, won't be a rookie outing. So we should do much better next year. And if you did not come down to America's Family Pet Expo this year, and because I really couldn't say, well, you know, I said, you know, you got to come. It's going to be great because they got all this stuff planned. But, you know, until you get there and you experience it, you don't really know. Is it really that great? Well, let me tell you, it was really that great. As far as everything going on in the animal world, they had everything but the kitchen sink down there. And it was just too good. And next year we will be more prepared. We won't go as early. And I'm sure we'll sleep better the night before because we know what's going on, all of that. And so we really will be able to hang out and do a lot of the stuff that we didn't have the energy or time to do the last week. So anyway, it was really fabulous. So mark your calendars. The last weekend in June, and of course it'll be the last Sunday in June, or the last Sunday in June for Animal World at the America's Family Pet Expo at Puyallup Fairgrounds next year. And Gary, you'll just have to, you know, unfortunately somebody's got to be in the studio here to do the show.
Somebody has to be. Somebody's got to do it.
You're going to have to hold down the fort here. But, you know, of course, see, we need technical brilliance, which... admittedly isn't always there, but that's only because, you know, but you really are technically brilliant. And if it wasn't for you and Buck, our on-site engineer, who I request, because I don't want to do remotes without him, because, I mean, Garrett, I mean, he's so cool.
He is.
He just, you know, he doesn't panic. He doesn't get angry or upset. He just deals. And he just calmly goes, like you. You don't get angry and upset and screw up the energy. You guys just, I mean, both of you are just wonderful at what you do. And so thank you. And
yeah, thanks.
We need you and we love you.
Thanks.
Okay. Now what? Well, let's see.
Now what?
Well.
That's it. No, wait.
It's kind of like.
No, there's more.
The energy was so high. Well, see, that's the other thing. Being a creature of habit, all the habits went down the drain last week, because of course I had to plan a regular show in case there was nothing to do down there. You know, I mean, you have to cover the bases,
right.
and you know, have to be prepared to just, but anyway, there was so much going on and there was so much energy. I didn't do anything. I mean, I didn't do the news. I didn't do follow up. I didn't do current events. I mean, we didn't do anything. So that's why I'm kind of saying, okay, what now?
A lot of interviews.
I guess we get to do the normal thing. Let's see. I have a happening today event. And why don't we start with that? So I don't forget. This is another adoption event, a Positive Alliance adoption event. And let me just check, because remember I did this once a couple months ago and it was the wrong Sunday. Today is Sunday, July 17th, is it not?
Yes, today is
Sunday, July 17th. That's okay. All right, then I'm good. And this is, because it kind of threw me, Patriotic Pups and Purrs. That sort of belongs on July 4th.
It kind of sounds like it, yeah.
But, okay, we're just doing it a little late. Patriotic Pups and Purrs, Sunday, July 17th, noon to 3 p.m. at the Issaquah PetSmart, and that's on 11th Avenue Northwest. Meet over 40 cats and kittens and over 100 dogs and puppies all in one place. Experienced shelter staff, volunteers, and professional trainers will be on hand to help you find the right dog or cat for your family. And then there's going to be a Meow and Muckle Teo next Sunday, the 24th, and that'll be noon to 3 at the Rose Hill Community Center. But today it's at the Issaquah PetSmart, noon to 3 p.m. If you're looking for a cat, kitten, dog, or puppy, they're going to have a whole bunch of them and lots of people to help you make your choice and pick the right animal friend for your family. Okay, now today... Oh, man. Let me tell you. Well, I will get to follow-up and animals in the news. And once again, look at the piles, Gary, when we get there. That's just the new,
wow,
news stuff.
That's thick.
Well, that's because we didn't do it last week. But the majority of news is in the good pile.
Really?
How often does that happen? 2 weeks in a row. The majority of news about animals is good stuff. So, woo, that's really great.
That's... good news.
Yeah. It is. So we will get to that. But first I want to tell you what's going on. We are going to wing our way through the first hour, just the three of us. And then we will be joined for the second 2 hours of the show, 10 a.m. to noon our time. We will be doing a Willa and Dee show. And if you don't know who Willa and Dee show, where the heck have you been? You haven't been listening to Animal World. They are our lovely ladies in the high desert of Arizona. They were smack dab, you know, in the fire zone and had to evacuate and go down the mountain. And then they had to go back up the mountain. And so we will have updates on what's going on with them. And we will start and end our time with them with the updates and our fundraising efforts, because well, when you find out what's going on, oh my gosh. But then the majority of the time is going to be story time with Willa. And I promise. Remember, I told you, teach you the last time, because if you didn't hear the first show we did with Willa and Dee, everybody that did fell in love with them just like I did. They are just the most incredibly strong women. That it is unbelievable, and they do animal rescue. All of their animals are rescued, and they have dogs and cats and chickens and goats and horses, and I hope I'm not leaving anybody out. But and of course, in the course of all of this fire business and the evacuating, they evacuated to friends that do an animal rescue. And so when they moved back up the mountain, of course, what'd they come home with? Some more rescue animals. And they've got a couple of new colts that, because unfortunately, a lot of the horse properties in the area were threatened by the fires. The horses had to be moved, and then the properties did burn out. So there's no place for the horses to go. So they had to come home with some extra horses. And we'll find out all about that. But they were going to join us in the first hour. But let me tell you about yesterday. And if you think these women, and by the way, I forgot to go back and look at the date of the last show they did with us. I think it was in April. I think it was in April, but it might have been March. I mean, maybe Gary, at some point, when you have nothing else to do, you could go to my website, MarthaNorwalk.com, and click on the audio archives and scroll down. I'd scroll down to go down to April and then follow down to March and find the Sunday that Dee and Willa were on. So you folks that missed that first show, you can go back and learn about these women and who they are and what they do and all of that sort of thing. Because we won't go through all that history again today, because we just want to tell cool stories. But the cool story that I teased about and then forgot to have Willa tell us was the story when the lion went to show and tell in kindergarten with her son. It's a good one. So anyway, yesterday I was awakened early by the phone, and it was Dee calling from the high desert, and she was calling early because they were in the middle of an emergency crisis. And what happened was they, first of all, are still so exhausted from all they've been through in this last, you know, month or two, and you know, the fire and now the flooding and the evacuating and taking care of the other people and the other animals and everything going on, that they're kind of, you know, in a fog in what they're doing. And this just was an incredibly unfortunate accident. But they were out doing chores yesterday morning, and Willa was feeding the goats. And ordinarily, she goes and gets her cattle dog before she goes in to take care of the goats, because the cattle dog's job is to kind of keep the goats at bay while Willa's getting the food out and doing all of that. Well, she said she was just so tired from everything. I mean, because she's still walking around with walking pneumonia from all of this. She was just so tired. She just didn't have the energy to go get the dog, so she just went to feed the goats. So the goats were kind of all hanging out. And, of course, you know, animals get excited about their meals, and then the goats get excited to be fed. And she was apparently bending over to pour the goat food in the trough, and one of the goats swung around, and its head whacked Willa in the head, and the horn went into her eye.
Oof.
And can you imagine? So Dee was calling me to let me know that they were on their way to the emergency room to try to save Willa's eye. Now, can you imagine? Yeah, can you just imagine? Well, fortunately, Willa was an ER nurse herself for many years. And so she knew what to do. And as they, you know, the first thing was, you know, grab a frozen bag of spinach and put it on her eye. And while they made like the hour, because, you know, they're on the high desert, it's an hour drive to the closest emergency room and hospital. And Dee was calling me because not only do we have, you know, are we developing a great relationship on the radio and friendship, but we've become friends since I discovered them. And I learned about them on Robin Alexis's website, you know, the host of Mystic Radio, and robinalexis.com, and through the Soul Spa. And there are so many gifted spiritual people on Robin's site. And whenever something goes on with any of us involved with that, everybody jumps on board to pray and send healing energy and all that sort of stuff. So Dee was calling me to ask me for prayer and healing support, but also so I could post what had gone on in the Soul Spa, to call in, you know, everybody to get on board with the prayers and healing energy. So let's save Willa's eye. So I did that. I posted, and sure enough, the Soul Spa came through as usual, sending Reiki and prayers and all of that. And now I went into meditation and did, you know, prayers and healing energy and all that sort of stuff. And, okay, the good news is that all of the prayers and healing, even though it was a full moon Saturday weekend day, we apparently cleared out the emergency room by the time they got there, because there was nobody else there. So they got dealt with immediately. The ophthalmologist that came in to work on Willa, guess what? He was from Seattle. Do 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 do
really?
Do do
wow.
Do do. Okay, and then the other doctor was from Dee's hometown. So it was kind of like really a wonderful synchronicity. But anyway, the good news is that Willa, because the major concern, she did not have an allergic reaction to the anesthesia or, you know, the medications, which apparently she's very sensitive, and that is always an issue with her. And anytime something happens, they risk losing her, you know, as, you know, to anaphylactic shock or something for what's going on. But all of that went well. It didn't happen. She does have a tear in her eye, but it didn't tear the cornea. It's in the white of the eye. And so and this happened early in the morning. So by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, when I talked to them again, they were on their way home. And the good news is that, well, that Willa must follow instructions and rest and be calm, because that she has to give the eye time to heal, and she can't be out, you know, slugging around animal chores Or, you know, could start bleeding in the back of the eye and that kind of stuff. And that could be very dangerous. So she has to remain resting. But, you know, the strength of these women, they insisted on doing the show as planned today.
She called here.
Was that who called?
Yes.
Now, was it Dee or Willa?
It was Willa.
Willa.
Yeah.
How'd she sound?
Oh, she sounds great.
Are they amazing or what?
She's taking it real easy.
Oh, good. Well, see, that's why they were going to join us in the first hour.
Right.
But so the reason why I'm just sort of, you know, lazying our way through the first hour is because Willa is resting.
Mm-hmm.
And that means Dee has to do all the chores with all the animals, you know. And remember, we got goats and sheep and horses and dogs and cats, all that kind of stuff. So Dee has to do all the chores. So we're giving Dee time to do all the chores while Willa rests. And then we'll start the Willa and Dee show at 10 o'clock and go 10 to noon.
May 1st, by the way.
Pardon me?
May 1st.
May 1st was the show the first show we did with Dee and Willa. So after today, if you missed that first show with Dee and Willa and want all the background information, because, oh my gosh,
yeah, wow.
These women are absolutely incredible. And their life story, especially Willa's, is just unbelievable what this woman has done. And we'll get into a lot of that because she grew up in a family that raised, you know, big cats and movie show animals. And then at one point living in Las Vegas, and she was an ER nurse, she actually handled the white tigers for Siegfried and Roy in the tunnels. And we're going to talk some about that today. Now, we can't give any trade secrets away. That's not what it's about. But I'm very curious to know about what kind of a relationship she had with Siegfried and Roy and what it was like to work with the white tigers. And are they as phenomenal as they seem and really cool? And we'll go into all of that. But just really, really neat stuff. So you can go back after today's show. You can go back to the Animal World Archives, and you go to www.marthanorwalk.com. And on the homepage, there's a link to visit the Animal World Audio Archives. Go there. Scroll down to Sunday, May 1st. And that was the show that we did with Dee and Willa. And you can listen to all the background stuff. So,
and the title says Meet Dee and Willa, so it's very clear.
Meet Dee, okay, hey. That would be Rhonda, our webmaster.
Yep.
She is also brilliant.
Yes.
You know, so leave it to her to come up with the perfect little thing there. And in fact, when I sent her the description of today's show to put up on the website, I got an email back saying, the last couple sentences of what she said make absolutely no sense to me. And she was kind of right. I mean, if you hadn't heard the previous show, you would not know what I was talking about. So she clarified that a bit so that people that hadn't heard the first show would know what we were talking about. See, I just assume that you all listen to every second of every show and you're here every week just like I am. I mean, I haven't missed a show in 17 years.
Right.
You know, so I just figure none of you have either, which is kind of like dumb, like not. But, you know, that's just kind of where I am. I just figure if I'm here, you're here, and oh, well. At least we know we're always talking to Gary's wife. Mary's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And usually Rhonda and Krista are listening. Other than that, you know, it may be just us.
It's a crapshoot after that.
But we know. Well, we know Scotty's sister listens while she's driving to work.
Right.
So she's here for the first
hour.
Yeah, she's here for the first hour. But other than that, you know, it's...
There's no guarantees.
Who knows? Who knows if anybody's here or not? Now, hopefully the Soul Spa's with us today because they know Dee and Will are going to be on. And, of course, I'm sure they're going to want... They want to know. They want to hear their voices because, of course, they helped pull, you know, Willa through all of this yesterday. Because, you know, who knows how... We have no idea. You know, when you get involved on a spiritual level, you know, prayers really, really, really do help. And of course, there's research and documented studies that prove that. But then the Reiki and the healing energy and all of that, it really makes a huge difference. And, of course, we don't know how this would have gone down had we not all gotten involved. But it really is wonderful to have a spiritual community and come together to help each other when you need it. So... grateful for everyone in the Soul Spa for your help yesterday, and Dee and Willa are so, so grateful, and just can't wait to have them on. So anyway, they will join us after the top of the hour. Now, Let's see. We're going to do follow-up and animals in the news. Let's see. We will do current events at about 10:50, 10:55 today towards the end of the second hour. And 11 o'clock is when our tip of the day will go, and it will be my summer tip, if I remembered to. Yeah, my summer tip. Unless, of course, we're having such a good time with Dee and Willa and I don't have to go to the you-know-where, then we might just space it and stay with you all. So we'll just see how that goes. So how about we do something? Oh, but before we do, I got to tell you, Dee and Willa have a big announcement because they've started a new enterprise. Well, and that's why the fundraising is so important today, because I got to tell you that all of their money had to go to putting gas in the older vehicles and making all the trips up the mountain, the 2,000 feet up the mountain, because they were down at 5,000 at the rescue where they evacuated to. They had to go back up to the 7,000 feet in the high desert, and all they're driving are old vehicles. And they had to do a bunch of trips with like three vehicles, and it costs $100 in gas for each vehicle to do the trip, believe it or not. So all their money went to gas, and as I understand it, the last time we talked about the financial situation, and this is including the money that came in last week, the animal feed runs out on Monday, and they have no more money. And not only are they taking care of themselves, but there's the 75-year-old lady that had the 20 mini horses but took in 48 head of Arabs that got burned out or that were threatened by the fires. Their property got burned out. They can't go back. So now she's got, like, what, 60 or 70 head of horses, and she has to take care of them herself and feed them on Social Security. And then we got Goat Bob, who's got a similar – well, anyways, we'll find out all about those people and what they need. But that's why we're still fundraising, because even though the fire's out, of course, there's ramifications of that, because with all the burned-out area, it's now monsoon season down there. And so you get the flooding and the mudslide and all that kind of stuff. And so we're not letting this go away, and we are going to continue to support all of these people in the high desert and all of their animals until they get through this. So – we'll learn more about that. And it's just really exciting, the new enterprise that they're starting. And it just is so in tune with what's going on, you know, on the planet right now and what we need and all of that. And it's going to be really great to make that announcement. So, but in the meantime, well, I'm going to make an attempt to stay on time. And so how about, Gare, we take care of our advertisers and sponsors the first time in this hour. And remember, everyone, this is the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us, and we couldn't be helping Will and Dee and all the animals. So pay attention, support our sponsors, and Animal World continues with follow-up and animals in the news straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home-cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in The Missing Link, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients, the fiber. The Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there is a formula for dogs, one for cats. There's a vegetarian formula, and you can feed that to both your dogs and cats and other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, and so forth. There is a bird formula and a horse formula, and Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support in a dog and horse formula. So ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387. Or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Call into Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and the latest class updates.
Is your dog unable to jump into the car or onto your bed? Has your cat stopped grooming because it hurts to twist? Joint discomfort can take the fun out of life. Connectin is the first joint supplement scientifically proven to show better mobility within 15 days. Yep, 15 days. Connectin contains joint building blocks, plus 9 natural herbs to support joint health. Connectin is gentle and effective. Make sure your pet is living a vibrant, active life with Connectin. Ask for Connectin at your natural pet store.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's going to be a Willa and Dee Sunday and story time with Willa, oh boy, starting in the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, we got to catch up on animals in the news. And let's see, to start with, if you live in this area, you have to have heard the story of the woman that was driving down I-5 and saw the ducks and the ducklings marching out onto the freeway, and she's a rescue person, and you can really understand, I mean, bless her heart, she wanted to try to save the ducks from getting smushed on the freeway, so she pulled over and got out to try to slow people down, and of course, it didn't work so good because the truck jackknifed and all that kind of stuff. And you know, I can totally understand where her heart was at that point. But, boy, you really gotta know that you can't do that kind of stuff. I mean, people are going so fast and they're not paying attention. And, you know, you call the state patrol. Because remember when the geese were on I-90, the state patrol came out and they escorted them off. But, you know, that worked really well. Because the state patrol handled it, and even with her trying to save him, a couple of the ducks got smushed. You know, bless their little hearts. But fortunately, it's only the physical body that dies. I'm sure they'll recycle and come right back. But
fortunately, there was nobody else hurt either.
Yeah, fortunately, no one was killed in except a couple of the ducks, which, you know, it is very sad, but it's a very good lesson for everyone. Call the state patrol. Okay. This is interesting. Did you know that they're planning the National Park Service is going to count the mountain goats? They're going to use a helicopter to count the number of mountain goats in the Olympic National Park and Olympic Forest. And they are scheduled to take off Monday to survey that could take up to 10 days. And last week, the park advised hikers. Well, isn't this interesting? Wildlife biologists are trying to improve management of the goats after one aggressive animal gored a Port Angeles hiker to death last October. Remember that story?
Yes.
Well, listen to this. They've said last week the park advised hikers to urinate at least 200 feet from trails to avoid attracting goats that lick urine deposits for salt and minerals. I mean, who knew? And I assume that direction is sort of directed at Gary and Scotty. Well, I mean, maybe girls. I mean, you know, I mean, because I think you guys are the ones that hose the areas. But anyway, in the last survey, it was 2004, and there were around 300 goats. But, you know, it's the male goats, and it's breeding season, and they get kind of testy, and so they don't want you in the area. And I think if you handle it right energetically, they would not attack you like this one gored this guy. But and I don't know what happened, but I think if you get into your male testosterone and try to bully them off the trail, you're going to get in trouble. So I think you could probably love them off and apologize and back off and give them their space, but don't pee on the trail.
Well, I'm just wondering how... How do they know if they're not counting the same goat over?
Well, I don't know. Especially if they take a 10 days or something
exactly
to do it.
Exactly what I was thinking, a 10 days. I mean, these goats are going to wander.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have all the answers.
Nope.
All right, now this could have gone in the good news story, but I didn't put it in there for a reason. It's in a very cute picture in Thursday Seattle time of the newborn penguins checkup at the Woodland Park Zoo. It's a 31-day-old Humboldt penguin. Humboldt penguin is the 31-day-old chick is one of two Humboldt penguins born recently at the zoo. I'm going to read this to you, and I'll tell you why I didn't put it in the good news and what bothers me about this. 14 have been born since the exhibit opened 2 years ago. Humboldt penguins are an endangered species native to Peru and Chile. The zoo is breeding the penguins and trying to diversify the gene pool of the population. The two chicks are genetically valuable because their parents have had only one set of babies in the past and their genes are underrepresented. Now, then it goes on to say, this is quoting a zoo employee. This was said by a zoo employee, a collection manager at the zoo. That's the first word that bothers me, because they refer to these animals as a collection. Well, doesn't that kind of take the heart out of it? Yeah. And, that just bothers me. A collection implies objects to me. And I don't know, that just bothers me. It says, zookeepers hope the latest additions will be able to join the display at the end of August. So we have a collection on display. Now, doesn't that sort of imply like glass figurines in a cabinet or something?
That comes to mind.
Isn't that what comes to mind? And I'm sorry, I think a lot of this is based in science, and that's my issue with a lot of scientific things, is that there's no heart in it. And if it had heart in it, and they wouldn't be able to do all some of the things that they do, like don't even get me started about the breeding of the elephants at Woodland Park and keeping those elephants that are miserable and shut up most of the time that need to be at the sanctuary. If they didn't call them a collection and have them on display, maybe it would be different. So, okay, I'm getting off the soapbox, I think. All right, let's see. Oh, here's a oops. If you're a burglar... This was in Centralia, Washington. Did you hear by that there was he burgled a neighborhood but left something behind? His dog?
Oh, no.
An unwitting accomplice outed his partner in crime on Sunday. Well, the unwitting accomplice technically had nothing to do with the actual crime other than helping the police nab the actual offender. On Sunday, a home burglary suspect left a key piece of identifying evidence at the home. The home of one of his victims, his dog. Police recognized the pit bull that had been left behind at one of the residents that had been burglarized. A responding police officer remembered seeing a 19-year-old man walking with the same dog earlier in the day. When the police went to the guy's home, they found enough evidence, items stolen from the home that day, to take the dog's owner into Lewis County Jail. No word where the dog went. But how dumb is that? You know, dumb and dumber. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, and speaking of animal counts, Sri Lanka is conducting its first census of elephants in the island's forest to help protect the endangered species against the loss of habitat, starting on the full moon of next month, which is on August 13th. They'll be counted, and they haven't been counted since a century ago, when it was estimated 10 to 15,000 elephants roamed wild. But that was 100 years ago. That's the last time they counted. So it'll be interesting to see how many that are there now. And, oh, gosh, okay, before we take care of advertisers and sponsors again, this is, what did I write here? Really? This is interesting. Out of Nairobi, Kenya. What do mosquitoes like more than clean human skin?
Oh, yeah.
Stinky socks. Scientists think the musky odor of human feet can be used to attract and kill mosquitoes that carry deadly malaria. The Gates Foundation announced Wednesday that it will help fund such pungent project in Tanzania. If they can be cheaply mass-produced, the traps could provide the first practical way of controlling malaria infections outside. The increased use of bed nets and indoor spraying already has helped bring down transmission inside homes. Dutch scientist Dr. Bart Knowles first discovered mosquitoes were attracted to foot odor, get this, by standing in a dark room naked and examining where he was bitten. Oh, my gosh, wow. What people do for science. Holy mackerel. You don't catch me standing in a room naked letting the mosquitoes bite me. But over the next few 15 years, they struggled to figure out how to use the knowledge. But then they discovered that the stinky smell, which they replicate using a careful blend of 8 chemicals, attracts mosquito to a trap where they can be poisoned. And the odor of human feet attracted 4 times as many mosquitoes as a human volunteer.
Wow.
So now every time I go out in my yard, because it's mosquito time of the year, I'm looking at my feet. And my mosquitoes don't seem to be attracted to my feet, so I guess they're not stinky. But I'm saving this one. I'm putting this in for the Robin and Martha pile because I'm not convinced that killing mosquitoes on a mass basis like that is the answer. And I'm not sure we're supposed to be doing that, but we'll see. So let's get the yucky stuff out of the way before we go, and then we'll come back to good news. And you just got to wonder. Plans for a whaling sanctuary in southern Atlanta were put off by a year Thursday after Japan and other whaling nations stalled talks on the proposal at the International Whaling Commission. When are these people going to wake up? Anyway, they stomped out of the meeting and prevented it from being voted on, and now it's been put off and won't happen again until next year. So, on that. And then did you all hear about the California man that was killed by the grizzly in Yellowstone?
Yeah.
That was really sad. And, you know, and reading the article, it sounds like these people did everything they were supposed to do. When they saw the mom and the cubs, they backed off. But she was only defending her cubs. But the man, of course, took the hit and told his wife to run, and she hid down behind a log, and the bear did come pick her up by her backpack, but she was playing dead, which was good, and so it dropped her. But I'd wonder, the only thing that wasn't covered in the article was perhaps if they had been wearing some noisemakers or doing some noise as they were coming, that the bears would have moved out and they wouldn't have surprised them. This is the only thing I can think of. But other than that, they did everything right. But that was kind of a sad situation. So everything else is good news. So let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors here. And then we'll come back and do the best good news about animals. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The latest must-have for dog owners is a custom-made breeze guard, a powder-coated welded wire mesh screen that quickly and easily fits in your car's windows. BreezeGuard keeps your dog in the car with the windows open. It keeps strangers' hands out of the vehicle and gives you peace of mind that your dog is safe and happy in your car, parked or moving. Go to BreezeGuard.net for complete product details and information on ordering BreezeGuards. Your dog will love you for this. Check out BreezeGuards now at the Redmond Saturday Market.
Manson Mitchell, Saturday mornings at 10. Good gab, great guest. It's all about the art of dynamic living, shared by celebrated people from all walks of life, many with a claim to fame. Then at 11, The Gary Mance Show. 2 hours of mastery and mystery from transformational teachers that show you how to get to where you want to go in life, to lively discussions of the world's most perplexing paranormal phenomena. That's Manson Mitchell, Saturday mornings at 10, followed by The Gary Mance Show at 11 Pacific on Alternative Talk, 1150.
We all want the best possible health for our animal companions. At Nature's Logic, we believe the highest quality and safest nutrition for your pet comes from whole foods, not chemistry labs. So we've created the first and only full line of kibble, canned, and raw pet foods containing no synthetic vitamins or minerals. Nature's Logic uses only whole foods and 100% natural ingredients to provide your dog or cat with complete and balanced nutrition. To learn more about Nature's Logic or to find a retailer, please visit natureslogic.com.
Karma specialist and founder of Metaphysical Mothering, Robin Alexis, is nurturing, powerful, and phenomenally gifted. Her books and personal one-on-one phone sessions can change your life forever. And now she's channeled the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Learn about this membership and how to get exclusive contact with her at her website, robinalexis.com. Robin invites you to register for her weekly newsletter and share your comments and experiences in her blog and forum with her and other community members at robinalexis.com. Robin uses her ability as a medical intuitive and a metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She is a medium, and she can talk to your spirit guides and angels, and she's adept at doing all this over the phone and through the website at robinalexis.com. You can call her for a private session at 360-457-2993, and you can email her at robin@robinalexis.com.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We will get to the Dee and Willa show right after the top of the hour. Can't wait. I'm so excited to talk to them again. And before we do that, though, we have got to make time for and hopefully scare out some of that yellow stuff outside. It's time for the best good news about animals. Yeah. We'll take a little bit of that heat from everybody else around the country. Because it's cool here. Woohoo! All right. In the good news department, this was a feature in the Northwest Sunday section last week of the Seattle Times. And you just might want to pull it up online, showing life on the farm in the middle of the city. And I put it in good news just because of some wonderful stories here. But Seattle Tilth has been offering this annual co-op tour for about 10 years now. And what they do is they take a bunch of people on a tour of all the different homes in Seattle that do city farming. And you can do chickens and goats and ducks and that kind of thing. And they had 47 sites participating this year. And the story's absolutely wonderful about all and the people, you know, the interviews with the people and describing that, well, like motioning towards the livestock, Melissa said, it takes us less than 10 minutes every morning to do the chores.
Wow.
I mean, when you have it set up right, you can really do farming in the city really neat. So if you're interested, go back, go to Seattle Times and search Seattle Tilth tour or showing life on the farm in the middle of the city because the stories are great. And then, let's see, we had this made the front page of yesterday's Seattle Times. Exquisite photographs. Expeditions deep dive, find a sea of surprises.
Oh, beautiful.
Did you
picture.
See? I'm going to show these to Gary.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And it's off the coast of San Juan Islands and some place down in Oregon. It's they're doing a group, an environmental group called Oceana, is bringing these pictures from way deep in the ocean that have a lot of stuff that's not been seen before. And they're kind of doing it on the cheap. They got one of those, you know, one of those vehicles that goes down there, and they put cameras on them. But they're getting, look at these photographs, Gary. The title, Expeditions Dive Deep, Find a Sea of Surprises. Curly-cued basket star, yellow sea star, some anemones. Look at the color in those.
Wow.
Is that
alien
incredible?
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They look like they're from another planet. Yeah. Well, they probably are. You know, there's that theory.
That's incredible.
There's that theory from the Pleiadians. And this is metaphysical stuff. I think a book came out probably 20 years ago called Earth, the Living Library. And that's one metaphysical theory that Earth was created to be a living library of all the other planets and universes, and that there's all the species represented here represent another planet. Like, you know, there's a planet of cats and one of horses and the lizards and all that. Well, you know, take that for what it's worth. Okay. Oh, and here's something cool. Seattle Humane Society, which shelters more than 5,000 homeless pets per year, has achieved one of the highest life-saving rates in the country, according to a new database of shelter statistics. The Maddie's Fund database shows that Seattle Humane Society had the third highest save rate in the nation, 91.4%.
Wow.
That's among shelters placing more than 5,000 animals in 2009, the most recent year that the statistics were compiled. And, quote, this achievement is impressive, especially because we are an open admission shelter that accepts every animal that comes to us. That's according to the CEO. We are very proud of this milestone, and even prouder that our records show our 2010 save rate is even higher, 94.1%. And part of that is because they keep an animal as long as it takes. And that's very good. Correct. Congratulations, Humane Society. Oh, now here's an interesting. It may be hard to imagine a music video showing people picking up dog poop in blue plastic bags all to a rock song. Well, they've made a video about scooping poop to educate people in Puget Sound as part of, you know, the Save the Puget Sound effort, because most people are pretty good these days about picking up after their dog in public. But they are not picking up in their own yard necessarily, and they think it's like fertilizer, but it's not. It's waste, and it goes into the groundwater, and it's not good. So if you're interested in the video, you can find it at the Puget Sound Starts Here website or on YouTube. Cost $27,000 to make it. I didn't know this, and that. Did you know they count bees these days? You know, there was the Great American Bird Count.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, there was a picture of a honeybee in the Friday Times counting on pollinators. And the count went on yesterday, so I couldn't tell you about it so you could participate it. But it more than 2,000 Washingtonians are part of a collective that have the country buzzing. It's the Great Bee Count. And from coast to coast, they go to in their backyards on a specific day and count the number of honeybees and report. So that's kind of cool. Maybe we can figure out how to know about that next year, but ahead of time, so we can participate. Wonderful, wonderful good news story here. Not sure where it's out of, but you can search it. Let's see. Michael Fishbach and his colleagues were recently on a small boat. And this is just a little rowboat. When they encountered a humpback whale entangled in a fishing net and on the verge of death, these two guys founded the Great Whale Conservancy to help and protect whales, but never before had they been able to directly save one themselves. With just a small knife and little time, the three men took over an hour to untangle the complex web of nylon netting. When finally the whale was freed, its display of joy is obvious, and it was captured on a video taken by another passenger. So if you go online and search Boaters Detangle Humpback Whale Saving Its Life, you'll come up with the video.
That's good news.
Yeah. Oh, God, this cracked me up. This is too funny. Wait till you see this picture, Gary. Camera-stealing monkey makes beautiful self-portraits.
Oh, yeah.
Even a monkey can take a prize-winning photo to rival that of a professional. British photographer David Slater had been living among a group of endangered crested black macaques in Indonesia when one of them grabbed a camera and started snapping away. The macaque took hundreds of photos as he made off with the award-winning photographer's camera, but became fascinated with his own reflection in the lens. The resulting self-portraits have made news around the world. So you can Google this, too. Have you seen the photo?
Yeah.
Is that just too cool? He took it. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
God, what a face.
It's almost hard to believe. I mean, just look at that.
What a face.
Yeah.
Is that the cutest thing you ever saw?
Yeah.
You see that?